What is good, everybody? Welcome back to another episode of Untamed. You know who it is, your boy Bubba.
Coach Doty.
Welcome back. It's been a little bit. Took a little break. Trying to enjoy a little vacation out here in Cali. You know, still going on. There's stuff still happening, some news, but you know, we're going to talk about it. We're going to get right into it, you know. I know, yeah, you like, man, my beautiful backdrop, my Bo Jackson, the legend.
Yeah, that's just like a Raiders fan. The disrespect, you know, saying a legend with the sleeves hanging like that. And, you know, you supposed to, that thing's supposed to be put out, matted right when you put it up, man.
You know, I just wanted to showcase the number and the name. Oh, okay. Maybe next time I'll do it right.
Okay.
See, you got your little blanket back there. Got that little sign.
Yeah, man. See how it's nicely put up, nicely proportioned. Helmet facing south towards Texas. You know, you got to do it the right way, man.
I see you got that do right on, man. You trying to make people seasick or something?
Who?
You?
No, man. That's just something I put on, man, with my caps. So I don't get my caps dirty. You know what I'm saying?
You yeah,
can't get
I got
things
you.
Dirty.
Yeah. Okay.
Got to brush them once a week.
Yeah, okay. But man, let's jump right into it. Got the NBA, their proposal for a 22-team scenario to restart the entire season was approved, and they're still negotiating who's going to be in it and whatnot. So, man, what you think?
Man, I'm real interested in, man, how they're going to work this plan in just one spot, you know. How many games is going to be played in one day? How many back-to-backs is going to be played, you know?
Yeah.
I'm real interested in that because that format keeping everybody in one place and one arena one time, you know. Man, I don't know how ticket sales are going to go up or go down, man. Are they going to clear out the arena or keep everybody in there?
But also, they're restarting the entire 2019-20 NBA season. So basically, everybody's a clean slate. With less teams.
I don't think they're gonna have a season format. That's gonna play way into.
Yeah,
they don't want to get into that competition with football.
Yeah, and then it depends on how many games they play. Like how many games they're gonna play in a season. Technically, they're a season. Like I say like this. Like, so you just continue on, and if whatever teams that don't make the final 22, just cut them out the record. Like, just don't even count if it's a win or a loss, and only count who they've played that are in within the 22-team scenario. That's who I would count for a win-loss record going into the rest of the season.
No.
That's how I see it.
Not in basketball. Because it's too much of a fluky sport, you know. No telling what could have happened down the stretch, you know what I'm saying, of a season. So, you know, everybody fresh right now. You know, it was even talk of Kevin Durant, you know what I'm saying, might be healthy enough to come back. You know, how would that would have played out with him being able to come back? So,
yeah.
I'd rather them go ahead and, like, whoever was top 22 teams in the East and the West combined.
I think that's how it's going to go, yeah.
Well, if they do that, let's roll with that. But the format of how they gonna play games, is the first round gonna be one and done? First round gonna be the best of three? Cause man, you starting to bleed into football money. Do basketball really want to compete with football?
Yeah, I'll see that happening.
Yeah, I see them. You know, hurry up getting the season over with, crowning the champion, then getting ready for their next season.
I can see them just doing like a playoff style type thing, like. Why even restart a whole season?
Yeah, but with 22 teams?
I mean, it's shorter, but I mean, like...
I mean, are you going to play a one and done?
Their season's basically done.
But as an NBA team, you going to accept a one and done?
Nobody accepts a one and done.
Exactly. Well, in college, you got to.
Yeah.
But look how long tournament play is. It's almost a month long.
Yeah.
They're not finna do that in the NBA. So, I mean, they bleeding in the football money, which I don't see them being able to compete with them.
Yeah.
So, man, it's interesting.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see what happens. They're still negotiating it. It got approved. So, I mean, we'll see what happens in the coming months, honestly.
Yeah.
So, with MLB, they are now proposing a 76-game season, and they want players to still take a major pay cut. Now, from a player standpoint, I'd be pissed taking a pay cut for a shorter season.
Yeah, are they talking about playing in one place?
I don't know, honestly. I haven't really seen a whole lot about it. I just know that they're still, like, proposing, like, oh, if their season even is going to be possible for the rest. It says here it would start – it would the regular season would end the 27th of September, just finishing up for October for the October playoff type thing. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I don't know. What are your thoughts? What do you think? They have to take a pay cut either way, whatever proposal of games they propose, the MLBPA proposals, because they're not going to play 114 games. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, but man, playing that late, I don't know, man. It might work out for baseball, but like,
well, they play until October. Basically beginning of November anyways. That's when their season usually ends.
So, I don't know, man. It might can work out for baseball.
I mean it might, but they're still having problems trying to get their season to start back up again. They're having all these proposals, these rumors, and nothing's going through like everybody else is. As of right now, the NFL is still on schedule. Like, people going back to facilities, players are, you know, I'm sure players have been working out on their own, running routes with their teams or doing whatever, working out at home. And they're still on schedule to have a season. I mean, the NCAA, they're still on schedule. The NAIA, they're cutting the game short of the regular season. Regular season starts.
Yeah. NAIA doing what?
NAIA official practices start August 15th for all NAIA teams for football. And they're cutting the game short. So instead of 10 games, we're only playing 9. So our first game is until September 17th.
What's that going to make a difference?
I don't know. That's what the NAIA came out with. I saw the other day. The NCAA, I haven't heard anything. I think they're still playing their full schedule. Their players and everybody are still slowly progressing into getting facilities and stuff. So, I mean, MLB is the only organization that's having a problem trying to get their season started up. So, I mean, I don't think it's not the owners. I think it's the players who are.
I would be mad too, man. You telling me to play these many games and take a pay cut?
Yeah.
You didn't take a pay cut. I want my money, man. I'd be mad.
Everybody wants their money.
Yeah. Back in the day, I would have just loved to play. I just wanted to play. But now, man, I want my money.
I want that chicken. Give me some of that green.
Exactly. And baseball is guaranteed money, too? Yeah, man. Give me my money.
Yes, sir. All right. Last but not least, final topic of the day. We're going to talk about Mike Tyson. Your homeboy, Mike T. Mike T. Been training, seeing pictures and videos. Look like he still got it. You say he in the best shape of his life. Been training real hard. Do you think he gonna, if he does make a comeback and fight, who do you think he's gonna fight? Or who do you think who would want to fight him?
Hey.
That's the first question. That's the first question.
You know me, man. You know me, man. You know me. I want to be the best. Okay, what age I'm coming back at? If I feel like I'm in the best shape of my life, I want the best. Shoot for the stars.
Yeah.
Who the champ right now? I'm only gonna get to live this dream once. So either I'm gonna live it or I'm gonna wake up.
Yeah, he fought. Tyson fought heavyweight, right? Heavyweight division.
Yeah, yeah. Pigeon toe.
So the three best. Well, yeah, the three best in the heavyweight division is Tyson Fury, Deontay Wilder, and then those are the three best. Those are three, and then that Ortiz guy. I can't remember his first name. But those are the three best heavyweighters.
Okay, we don't want Wilder. Don't say Wilder.
Okay, man. It's better than saying Andy Ruiz.
I don't know who he is.
The one hit wonder.
Well, we don't want him either. This is Tyson, man. This is Tyson. If Jordan came back, would you want him playing somebody that you don't even really know?
Jordan wouldn't even come back. He's too old.
No. Jordan said, man, I'm in the best shape of my life. The best shape of my life. I'm finna make a comeback for one game.
Actions speak louder than words.
For one game.
Jordan coming back. It's a different sport.
Man, if you can shoot, you can shoot.
Okay.
It ain't even a physical game.
It is a physical game.
No, it's not physical.
Different era, different time. He old. He ain't been playing like he used to. He ain't even in shape.
Okay, we can say the same thing about Tyson.
If anybody's in shape to come back and play, I'd rather take Kareem Abdul-Jabbar than Jordan. I know Kareem still got it.
I can't even believe. I'm not even. Have you seen Kareem lately?
Nah, I know he old.
Have you seen Kareem lately?
We've seen Charles. He can't even hit a golf ball.
Nah, come on, we're not. No, man. You talking about guys who. No. But hypothetically speaking, if Jordan said, hey man, I'm in the best shape of my life, I'm gonna make a comeback for one game.
Yeah.
You don't want him to see somebody like Steph or LeBron or something like that.
Definitely LeBron.
Exactly. You don't want to see him play against somebody else. I can't even think of somebody else.
Exactly.
But you want Tyson to see the best.
Fury. Okay, so who do you want? You see Tyson Fury?
Fury.
What if somebody in the lower divisions, like fucking Mayweather?
Why would he waste his time? Why would he waste his... Come on. No, anybody can be a fighter with Mayweather.
Mayweather says he's the best. He says he's the best. Would you see that? I don't think I would see that.
Tyson would just be chasing him
around the whole time.
Yeah, and he gonna be like little fairy dust jumping around the ring. Nah, I won't see him.
Even though I love my boy Canelo, I don't see him fighting somebody like Tyson because he gonna get knocked out.
I don't see Triple G coming out to fight.
Okay, first off, Canelo ain't no poodle.
Okay, what kind of classification? He ain't ready for these yard dogs.
But he definitely ain't no poodle.
Okay, what dog? What dog? Name a dog.
Pitbull?
No, he
a boxer?
So you're putting him in a heavy... That's putting him in the heavyweights.
No.
Yeah, it is.
That a heavyweight's like a Great Dane or Rottweiler.
No.
One of them big dogs.
Why do they fight pits?
Oh, wolf.
Why do people fight pits? Why do people fight pits?
I don't know why.
Because it's a big dog.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Canelo is. He a big dog.
No, I don't know if he's ready for these dogs. No, he ain't ready for these dogs.
So, okay. So you think Tyson Fury... would fight Mike Tyson.
Shoot it. That's two heavyweights.
He's the best right now.
But do
you think Tyson Fury would actually do it? I don't think so. I think just Wilder and his personality and just his mindset, I think he would come out and try and fight Mike Tyson.
Man, if Tyson got in that ring, man, and he had the same mindset he had back in the day. He feel like he's in better shape than he was back in the day.
He looks like he has that mindset from back in the day. Just watching his videos training.
If he get the that killer instinct back to where, man, I'm finna hunt you down. Not sit back like he did against Holyfield. No, that predator mindset to where I'm finna hunt you down. Yeah. Man, who can take his punches? They petrified now.
His trainer can't take his punches.
Think about that. This dude's hands are petrified now, man. These hands are the calcium over so many times, man. Using tape ain't gonna help you. You don't even need to tape his hands up.
I think he will come back and fight, but the matter is, who wants to go at it with him? That's the real question: is who has it? Like, who has the cojones to come out and fight Mike Tyson?
Man, some people, you know, and I'm not trying to disrespect nobody. Don't get me wrong, I'm not trying to disrespect no boxer, but some boxers, you know, man, you know, it's one thing.
They just ain't got it.
I'm telling you, man. It's one thing to step out there with some dogs, but it's one thing to step out there with some big dogs. It's totally different. It's totally different, man.
Mike Tyson ain't no dog. He a wolf. He the lone wolf.
Man.
He a different breed. He ain't no dog. He a wolf.
Hey.
This man.
I really don't want to even put him in the K-9 family, man. He one of them big cats. This dude ain't playing around. Did you see how quick this dude look at his age right now?
It's crazy. That's what I'm saying. Like, who wants to come out and fight a 53-year-old man who still look like he's in his 30s? Exactly. Don't punch it like he's in his 30s.
Exactly. Who done had time to think about the profession? It's not even about really taking the punches or nothing. Now he done had time to think strategy. Something he's never been able to do. He was just a guy who wanted to just knock you out as soon as possible. Now he can think. Now he can, man, this dude, come on. What insurance policy gonna cover me to step in the ring with this dude if things go wrong?
I'll tell you what, I'll say this. Whoever actually does come out and fight him, this thing is gonna be, it's gonna be huge. A moneymaker.
Oh, yeah.
It's gonna be probably the most expensive pay-per-view fight ever.
Yeah. I'm telling you, man, I bet Donald Trump show up.
That's if he's still around as president.
It don't matter if he's president or not. That's going to be the fight of the century.
Of course he'll show up. He's a celebrity.
He went to the Alabama LSU game?
Yeah, I remember seeing him there, yeah.
So, man, he got to go to the Tyson Fury fight.
Hey, we'll see what happens, man. He's still training. He's still waiting for his shot. So, I mean, you never know.
Man, I would like to see that fight. Wilder, I don't know, man. He not blockbuster to me no more.
Yeah, after that last Fury fight he had, I don't think he's just what he says he is.
Yeah. Yeah, like I would like if he was fighting like Kansas City or something, or Omaha, I would go see him. But then like if he was like in Vegas, nah.
All right, man, you ready to do some trivia?
Man, we can do that.
We'll see what you got. You did pretty good last time. We'll see what you got this time.
Yeah.
All right. So first question: which country has won the most World Cups? This is a soccer question. So, which country has won the most World Cups?
Either Uruguay or Brazil. And I'm going to go with Uruguay.
Uruguay?
Yeah.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Uruguay is your final answer?
Yeah.
All right. Well, you're wrong. It's Brazil.
Okay. I knew it was one of them. You got me.
All right, so this is I had to do a Dallas Cowboy one for you to see, test your knowledge. So what Dallas Cowboy was affectionately nicknamed Moose?
Daryl Johnston.
All right, so you know your stuff. All right, I guess that's a gimme for you. All right, so here's the last one. So what player hit 70 home runs 1998?
It's either Mark McGwire or Sammy Sosa. I'm going to say Mark McGwire. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. I'm going to go with Sammy. I'm
going to go with Sammy. Sammy's your final answer.
Yeah.
You're wrong. It's Mark McGwire.
Ah! I lost two 50-50 questions in a row.
Got you, man. See, you got to trust your knowledge.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
You got to trust your knowledge, man.
I second-guessed myself twice and got them both wrong, so.
Hey, I did it that one time, Pat, it was like an episode a little back. I did that one time. It's all right. It happens. It happens.
Yeah.
You got anything for the people? Any shout-outs or anything?
Man, I want to shout out to, pretty much everybody. You know what I'm saying? Stay safe. You know what I'm saying? No matter negative or positive, keep your head up, you know what I'm saying? And each one teach one. Help one another.
Sure, man. Shout out to everybody supporting, everybody who watched the last episode. Go check it out. This one coming out. Make sure y'all share it with your family, friends, teammates, coaches, coworkers, your boss, your grandpa, your grandma. It don't matter. Anybody who likes sports, I'm sure they'll tune in. They'll like what we're doing here. Shout out to my grandma. It was her birthday today, turning 67. So I don't know if she'll watch, but hey, shout out to grandma.
Happy birthday.
Shout out to everybody, man. Fans or supporters. We appreciate y'all tuning in every week, week in and week out. Listen to me and Dodie argue or debate, whatever you want to call it. Feel good to be back. Be sure y'all check out next episode coming up during the week. So, I guess we'll sign off. It's your boy Bubba.
Coach Dodie.
Take one last look at the great Bo Jackson and the great your boy Bubs.
He would look so good in that, you know, that star back there. But hey, you know what I'm saying.
Shoulda, woulda, coulda, but it is what it is. All right. We'll see y'all Friday. Peace.